Hello and welcome to this learning session. In today's session, we are going to learn chapter 9, Healthcare Outsource and Offshoring, a very, very interesting topic. And in this session, what we are going to learn? Outsourcing and offshoring and offshore outsourcing. Difference between outsourcing and offshoring. We will also see a determinant and key factors of a healthcare offshore outsourcing and a ideal data security features of an Indian healthcare KPOs. We will also understand the advantages and disadvantages of offshore and offshore outsourcing, and then we will also see a Indian position and advantages in global healthcare outsourcing. We will also do the comparison of India against China and Philippines. So let's start learning. If you see around, you will find some unique things nowadays. A TV which is from South Korean company LG Corporation, you will see a label of made in China. Or other example I will give, a DSLR camera bought from the Japanese company Sony Corporation will have a made in Thailand label. A laser printer bought from the American multinational company HP, we may have a label of made in Vietnam. Now, why this is happening? What this signifies is, it very clearly signifies is that all these cases, there have been outsourced manufacturing. So, it sometimes is a more quick and affordable to get goods manufactured from another company with comparative advantages rather than producing it in-house. And that is why companies are outsourcing now. That is the need of outsourcing. This process saves time, money, and opens avenue to tap expertise and labor flexibility. But before outsourcing, the company has to analyze a risk and benefit ratio of this approach. Let's discuss something more on outsourcing. This outsourcing term was coined in year 1989 in the process of continuing out job operation or a process of to another company. Outsourcing can be both foreign or domestic. That is, the contracting can be done to the company which is within the same country or maybe in other country. Healthcare facilities, given their multitude of services, are the best served by outsourcing their secondary activities to an offshore destination. According to the International Association of Outsourcing Professionals, an association which advocates outsourcing, the outsourcing industry has reached to the tune of $6 trillion globally. During 1990s, organization in United States started outsourcing non-core business services. These services usually involved accounting and finance or healthcare or human resources or even data processing. Outsourcing was soon initiated a different level within the companies and become a household term in the United States during 21st century, when companies started contracting their in-house job, operations or a process to third-party organizations. Currently, it has become a common practice in almost 70% of the business over the globe is outsourced. Some of the top industries in which carry out significant outsourcing are information technology services, banking and insurance services, manufacturing services, and even administrative services. Hospitals and health insurance payers are facing the recurrent challenge of labor shortage and delay claim settlement jumped on this bandwagon. Almost everyone was outsourcing and everything was outsourced. healthcare services which started to be offshore outsourced included health claim processing, medical transcription, medical coding, imaging services, laboratory services, healthcare IT, and even insurance form filling. It has been observed that when applied judiciously through proper study of cost and risk analysis, outsourcing can prove to be cost-effective approach for hospitals. Now let's understand the term offshoring. Offshoring is a process of contracting out a job, operation or a process to another company in a different country. Sometimes due to difference in rules, regulations and economics of different countries, it becomes cost effective to get products manufactured or service performed in another country. Although outsourcing and offshoring is often used as they have the same meaning in various contexts, there is a difference between these two words, which look and sound almost identical to each other. Now, what is the difference and how to understand this difference? One can understand this by asking only two simple questions. Suppose if somebody asks a question, who is doing the work? Host company or another company? And if the answer is host company, then the work is done in-house and it is not outsourced. But if the answer is another company, then the work is outsourced. Second question one can ask, where the work is done? Host company or at another country? And if for this question, if the answer is host country, then the work is done onshore. And if the answer is the work is done in the another country, then it is offshoring of the work. So there is a difference between outsourcing and offshoring. Offshoring oftentimes considered to be a subset of outsourcing and specially means sending business process or a job out of country. The process of outsourcing and offshoring may or may not occur simultaneously, depending on the terms and conditions on which the job is being sourced. When outsourcing and offshoring occur simultaneously, it is called offshore outsourcing. With the tremendous increase of globalization and the countries getting densely connected with each other, the line between outsourcing and offshoring is getting blurred. There are certain determinant key factors of healthcare offshore outsourcing. Which are those? There are mainly 8 factors which impact the decision making of the healthcare offshore outsourcing process. Number 1 is cost effective. 2, faster turnaround time, labor flexibility, focus on core competency, expertise, globalization, scalability, data security. These are the 8 determinant key factors. Now let's see these cost factors one by one slightly in detail. Let's see the number 1, cost effectiveness. This has always remained as one of the prominent factor while considering healthcare offshore outsourcing, because majority of the cost in healthcare settling is tied to its operational cost. Several studies conducted on the cost effectiveness of a healthcare offshore outsourcing show that by outsourcing their administrative process, hospitals would be able to save almost 30% and in some cases even 40% of their operational cost. However, expert caution that although cost analysis plays a key factor, it should not be considered as the only factor to outsource, as sometimes cheaper rate means poor quality product or poor service. Hospital administrators keep on looking for any opportunity to save on operational cost. Therefore, offshore outsourcing was started by outsourcing the administrative service to India. The main reason for this saving is that due to the difference in economics, the salaries of a skilled professionals tend to be higher in developed countries as compared to the skilled professionals in the developing countries. For example, a collection agent in United States is paid anywhere between $2,000 to $3,000, while the same can be hired in India at hardly $400 to $500 per month, which in difference is about 5 to 6 times. Another example, a medical coder in United States charges $18 per hour, whereas the same can be employed in India or Philippines at $10 per hour. Now let's see the determinant factor of healthcare offshore outsourcing. Number 2, faster turnaround time. Faster turnaround time is also a key factor, and timely documentation of a medical report is a very important to have a steady and smooth reimbursement cycle. If there is a delay in the medical documentation process, it will correspondingly affect coding, billing, collections, and thereby creating a bottleneck. Since the Asian countries are in a different time zone as compared to the United States, this time zone difference acts as a great advantage, which is exploited to deliver faster turnaround time. Therefore, ideally a work which would take 24 hours turnaround time if processed onshore in United States gets delivered within 12 hours period by offshore outsourcing. The third factor of determinant key factor is labor flexibility. Every healthcare administrator or a manager is aware of the continued shortage of medical transcriptionists and medical coders in United States. Experts believe that the gap between demand and supply side of a medical coders is around 30% to 40%. And according to the US Department of Labor, number transcriptionists in US has fallen from 350,000 in 1997 to 95,000 by the 2010. Experts believe that the number is reducing at the rate of about 10% every year. Offshore outsourcing provides a great deal of labor flexibility to developed countries. Asian countries, especially India, have a large pool of skilled labor that could be tapped by the developed countries by offshoring the work. Focus on core competency. This is the fourth determinant key factor. Maintenance of the medical documentation has become far more important and mandatory on account of implementation of HIPAA and HITECH. Oscillating between providing care to the patients and performing the administrative duties of healthcare services can take a toll on the healthcare professionals, which will in turn lead to insufficiency in their core competency. Offshore outsourcing the non-core activities to another company frees up the skilled and professional staff that can focus on their core competencies, thereby increasing overall efficiency of the healthcare practice. Fifth determinant factor is expertise. If the healthcare practice delegates the work of charge entry to its front office staff, the work of medical report generation to the physicians, and the work to the claim processing and collections to the back office staff, there is bound to be a severe repercussion. The rationale behind it is that these people were delegated a task which is not their core activity and definitely outside their skill set. Offshore outsourcing benefits the healthcare facilities by contracting tasks outside their skill set to readily available global talent pool of experts, plus the quality work provided by the vendor acts as an icing on the cake. So it is always said, better to go without medicine than call in the unskilled physician. Globalization is the sixth determinant key factor of healthcare offshore outsourcing. Globalization is the process of interaction and integration among the people, companies, and governments of a different nations. Over the year, the widespread availability of the internet has enabled large firms to outsource their jobs seamlessly to low-cost developing countries such as India. By offshore outsourcing the healthcare services, these companies insulate themselves from the rising operational cost and shortage of qualified manpower in the host country. Certain multinationals such as Accenture and Capgemini have started their own companies in several developing countries and have started offshoring the job. Likewise, due to the easy accessibility of internet by the individuals in the developing countries, outsourcing of a small projects is done from all over the globe to these freelancers. Scalability is the seventh determinant key factor. Healthcare industry is reeling under the pressure of rising operational cost. Perpetual evolution in the healthcare field continuously stimulates the need to scale the existing healthcare IT infrastructure in order to keep up with the peers and be compliant with the constantly changing regulatory guidelines. This requires a steady influx of capital for hardware and software procurement and maintenance. Offshore outsourcing absolves the host company of any responsibility of frequent capital investment. The KPO takes care of all the hardware and software purchases and upgrades required for the process. Offshore outsourcing fortifies healthcare practices to concentrate on their core business without being troubled by the thought of having to use outdated data solutions by taking care of the healthcare information management solutions. Data security is another important but determinant key factor of healthcare offshore outsourcing. Data security is the most crucial factor in determining offshore outsourcing, more so after the implementation of the HITECH Act. It previously acted as an impediment to the outsourcing process, but now giving fresh momentum to the offshore outsourcing industry. The reluctance of outsource previously was based on several reports citing violation of the confidentiality agreement. It forced hospitals and insurance payers in the Western and European countries to review their outsourcing policies. Restructuring of the security policies by the Indian KPO over time have changed the perspective of the companies over the globe who are now more than ready to offshore the work after scrutinizing the strict administrative, physical, and security safeguards followed in the destination country. Now let's learn data security features of an Indian healthcare KPO, which are very, very important and that should be followed by all Indian healthcare KPOs. Number one feature is employing advanced security features for secure file transfer protocol with use of at least 256-bit encryption technology for file transfer protocol and traffic and emails. Second feature is conducting comprehensive training on HIPAA, privacy and security laws for new employees and refresher course for the existing employees. Third feature is setting up biometric-based card-based system to restrict unauthorized access in the restricted area. Fourth feature is removing or securing all USB drives, CD-ROM or DVD-ROM drives, and any other ports which can be indigenously used to transfer confidential data. Restricting use of personal emails or internet access for the company employees is another important feature. Frisking to prohibit carrying of any type of portable hard drive, pen drive or cellular phone into the working area. Maintenance of the company logs and invariably auditing the logs to detect for any prying eyes is the very important feature. Constantly reviewing and updating the company's security policies to be in compliance with the regulatory agencies. Another one very important feature is that setting up a virtual machines like EMSware so that the data is saved on a secure server, concurrently allowing the executives to perform the delegated job without any issue. Getting chain of agreements from all contractors and subcontractors executed, such as business associated agreement, non-disclosure agreement, HIPAA compliance agreement, etc. is also one of the important feature. So, in summarization, there are 8 determinant factors of a healthcare offshore outsourcing which we have studied. Which are those? Cost effectiveness, faster turnaround time, labor flexibility, focus on core competency, expertise, globalization, scalability and data entry. Now let's move to the next topic, and the next topic is advantages and disadvantages of offshore outsourcing. Offshore outsourcing along with the host advantages also has got some disadvantages. The requirement of one healthcare facility will differ from requirement of another facility. Hence, every healthcare facility needs to do its own resource analysis before taking a call on offshore outsourcing. A structured research study should be conducted specially outlining the offshoring advantages to the facility as well as pointing out the offshoring disadvantages to the facility. And if the advantages outweigh the disadvantages, only then the healthcare facility should go ahead and consider about offshore outsourcing. Now let's see the advantages of offshore outsourcing. There are various advantages. Number one is increased profitability. It is achieved through the access to cheap manpower, saving benefits paid to in-house full-time employees such as sick leave, bonus, medical insurance, etc. Saving on the need to have full-fledged human resource team to oversee the process of hiring and managing the employees, saving on infrastructure, etc. Another one point is that faster turnaround time is the another benefit. Developing countries exploit this time zone difference to deliver the work in short around time. With respect to the India and United States, there is nearly 12-hour time difference, which acts as a great advantage to process the work quicker. Along with that, another advantage is labor flexibility and expertise. Offshore outsourcing acts as a tool to counteract the labor shortage in the host country by getting access to the vast pool of skilled manpower that can be scaled on demand and offers a combination of affordability, flexibility as well as quality. Zero capital investment is another advantage. The host country with low or zero capital investment can make use of the destination country's up-to-date information technology infrastructure. Focus on core competency is another advantage. When the healthcare facility is outsourced work to another company, along with the financial benefit, it benefits in terms of the underburdening its staff of a secondary duties. The in-house staff can then focus on their core competency. Better quality is another advantage. The destination countries perform the outsourcing job usually are skillful, and these services, due to the vast amount of experience and expertise, the quality of a work is more superior. One another factor that drives the quality performance is the minimum service levels detailed in the service legal agreement contract. There is an improved access. Typically, all healthcare BPOs and KPOs work shift wise and they are open 24/7/365 days. Therefore, it becomes easier to track the progress of a particular job process anytime during the day or night. Besides all these advantages, offshore outsourcing has got few disadvantages also. One of the major disadvantages is loss of total control. This is one of the biggest disadvantages usually voiced by the healthcare facilities. A sense of a loss of a total control over the work process prevails because the work is performed at offshore location. Data security is the another disadvantage. Even with the all security measures in place due to the lax security policies in the destination countries of a vendor, there is still exists some incidents of a data breaches which can land the host healthcare facility into the soup. Quality issue can be another disadvantage. The work of offshore outsourcing is usually based on a chain of a subcontracting. If any vendor within that chain is selected without evaluating properly or are not committed towards the continuous auditing, it will lead to the very poor quality. Another disadvantage is financial dependence. The host healthcare facility, while offshore outsourcing, indirectly becomes dependent on the financial position of a vendor. If due to any reason there is some financial crisis at the vendor's end, it will backfire on the healthcare facility. So we have seen advantages and disadvantages of outsourcing, offshore outsourcing. Now let's see what is the India's position in offshore outsourcing. India has done spectacular job in occupying the premier position in global healthcare outsourcing industry over the past decade. It is the pioneer in providing healthcare outsourcing solutions to the developed countries all around the world. Almost all companies, big or small, are outsourcing one or another process to India. The main advantage of India has been through its transition from being cost-effective outsourcing destination to one that provides utmost quality service with the support of its vast pool of educated and skilled professionals. Besides this, alternatively, highest number of Indian origin physicians practicing in the Indian English-speaking countries has significantly contributed to the healthcare offshoring industry by re-establishing and developing their Indian contacts. Here are a few examples. There are around 1,25,500 physicians of Indian origin working in the English-speaking Western world like USA, UK, Australia and Canada, with the major constituent being from USA and UK. Between 10-30% of the physicians working in USA, UK, Canada and Australia have their roots in India. So the outsourcing industry is still growing at an exceptional rate, and according to the reports, will continue to do so for the near term due to the strong demand from the companies in the Western and European countries. Now let's see the Indian advantage in global healthcare outsourcing. Being the world's biggest democratic country, India has its own share of challenges in terms of political instability, economic competitiveness, and unorganized outsourcing industry. Despite these challenges, India is seen as the one of the most preferred destination offshore outsourcing. And the advantages for India in leading the global healthcare outsourcing industry comes due to certain points. Which are those points? India is a cost effective. Time zone advantage. In India, there is a vast amount of English speaking population. Technical expertise is there. High quality service India provides. And there are many Indian origin physicians in Western countries. Now let's compare the India against China and Philippines. Many Asian countries like China, Philippines, Pakistan are developing their infrastructure, talent and skill in order to get bigger share of offshoring market. They have started offering services at the rate equivalent or in some cases lower than India. Indian vendors will now have to distinguish themselves based on a sheer talent and quality of the service delivered in order to attain the premier position in global offshoring race. There emerges out a cutthroat competition in offshoring industry, and only those offering the best quality, good stability with respect to political and financial scenario, competitive rate, on-demand scalability and sound infrastructure will prevail in long run. China, which is the head-to-head competition with India, is gradually inching towards snatching over the tag of being the most popular destination for healthcare offshore from India. China and Philippines are slowly but certainly closing it on India, according to the report presented by ATK, a global management out consulting firm based in California, USA, on attractive destination for offshoring. China and Philippines seems equally attractive as India for global companies. China with its vast manpower pool and Philippines with its cultural capability similar to the Western countries pose the biggest threat to uncrowning India from its present rank of being the number one in global offshore outsourcing. Now let's see some of the biggest names of healthcare outsourcing companies in India and all over the world which provide a host of services related to the healthcare, BPO and KPO process are Wipro, Infosys BPO, TCS, IBM Daksh, Accenture, Capgemini, Gebs Healthcare, etc. So, in this learning session, till now, what we have learned? We have learned what is outsourcing, what is offshoring, and what is offshore outsourcing. We have also learned difference between outsourcing and offshoring. The determinant key factors of healthcare offshore outsourcing also we have seen in deep depth, and ideal data security features of an Indian healthcare KPO also we have covered. We have seen the disadvantages and advantages of offshore outsourcing, and we have also touched upon Indian position and advantages of India in global healthcare outsourcing. We have done comparison also of India versus China and Philippines. So we have almost covered each and every point which was on our agenda. So thanks for attending this lecture. Thanking you and wishing you good day.